Let me pull this up here so we can get this started here. Let me get this. All right, here we go. Hopping to three jams. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got the JDRF One Walk happening this weekend over in Overland Park. On the phone with me right now to tell us more about why his involvement in the walk, former youth ambassador and representative to Children's Congress in Prairie Village, I have Garrett on the phone with me. Garrett, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing good. So I understand you're 15 years old. Is that right, Garrett?
Yes.
Tell me about what school do you go to?
Well, I'm currently in high school. I go to Shawnee Mission East High School here in Prairie Village, and I'm a freshman there.
How is it going so far for you?
Oh, it's going great. It's awesome. Yeah, great school.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so first thing I want to ask you, Chris, I know what school you go to. Tell me about when and how long ago you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Well, it happened in 2009, August of 2009, to be specific, August 20th. So that was about 13 years ago. So essentially my whole life. I'm about to turn 15 years old, so a little before I was 2 years old was when I was diagnosed.
Wow. What are the challenges dealing with type 1 diabetes that you go through?
You know, just the day-to-day, having to keep a much closer eye on my diet, what I'm putting into my body, and just kind of having to be more hands-on with my health, I'd say.
What would be warning signs of type 1 diabetes if anyone is thinking like maybe I might be dealing with some or going through some changes with myself? What would you tell people what some of the warning signs would be?
Yeah, well, there's a few main ones. Some of the main ones that I experienced were being thirsty a lot, having to use the bathroom frequently. Some ones that are lesser known that are kind of odd though, like if you have a fruity scent on your breath, actually. That can be a warning sign of type 1 diabetes. If you're feeling tired, if you are experiencing unexplained weight loss, and even like a dry mouth, those are some of the some symptoms. But really, they can vary, and it depends per person.
And how do you manage that?
For my diabetes, I manage it. I give myself insulin. Quite frequently, I would say, maybe once an hour. I check my blood sugar sometimes, which is basically where I check the glucose amounts in my bloodstream, which basically makes sure that I'm receiving enough of the insulin hormone. Those are the two biggest things that I do.
Yeah, I just want people to know that even though you could be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, you still have a life to live and there's still activities and things that you can still do, Garrett.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does not slow you down. Tell me about how you became involved with the JDRF.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a great organization. They're doing so much for the T1D community. They're just doing some great things there. I actually got involved with them through hospital visits that they do. Basically, when I was in the hospital receiving my diagnosis, they sent representatives there just to check up on us and to make sure we were okay. And that was really great. And from there, we just became extremely connected with the whole organization. And it's been great ever since.
If people want to be involved with the JDRF, that's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and a part of this walk this weekend, what would you tell people why they should be involved?
Well, it's just a great organization that does so much great work, regardless of your age, your experience with diabetes, anything at all. You can just go to them and you can donate money, do whatever, and they will make sure that the lives of people with type 1 diabetes are awesome. And I think that's really great. It really makes a difference for the people with type 1 diabetes.
Yeah. Gary, do you have a team for this weekend?
I do. Yes, I do. It's called Garrett's Groupies.
Garrett's Groupies. Yes.
Oh, that
sounds like a cool fantasy football name too.
That's a good idea. I might go and change that right after this.
If they want to donate to your team, Garrett, or learn more about your team and what you're doing, how can they do that?
Well, you can go to walk.jdrf.org/Kansas City to support a team or donate, or even create a team. It might be a little bit late to create one, but you might want to go check. Again, that is walk.jdrf.org /KansasCity, all lowercase.
Make sure you do that there. The walk is happening this Saturday at Asperia Campus, which is the former Spring Campus over in Overland Park. The site opens at 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10 a.m. So make sure you come on out, have a good time. I'll actually be out there Saturday morning as well. So hopefully I'll bump into you, Garrett.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That's what's up. I appreciate your time, Garrett. Thank you very much. And you enjoy the rest of your day and much success to you in your school year and everything else.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you too.